Last week, we ran a story concerning proposed cuts in the Developmental Disability Waiver Program. The belief is that there are some in the program getting more money than they need. Advocacy groups and those in the program worry that cuts could actually take money away from those who need services. Senator Charles Scott is the chairman of the Senate Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee. He joins us to explain the legislature's position on the issue.
The rules, when they first did it, were structured to accommodate the most severe cases and make sure that they had available to them all the services they needed. And what's happened over time is that a lot of people who were not that severe a case were getting all these services that were things that you would need with a real severe case of developmental disabilities, but didn't need for their particular case. The consequence of that was the program was costing so much that we didn't have enough money for it, and we'd built this great big waiting list of almost a quarter the size of the number of people that were on it. And we tried in the 2012 budget session to put some more money in to reduce the waiting list, and we got beat. Legislature wouldn't do it. We passed a reform bill last time where what we're trying to do is have a waiver with just some of the basic services that everybody would need on it, and then one that was more comprehensive for the people that were the more severe cases. There are going to be some people who lose some services that they would like to have, but they don't necessarily need. The department has redesigned things several times, listening to the problems they've got, and put some provisions in that will make the transition a little more gradual, get people adjusted to it. And when you do something like that, and it's going to require a good deal of judgment in individual cases, you can almost be certain that the bureaucracy is going to get it wrong every now and then. So we inquired at the last Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee meeting as to the appeal process. And there is one. It should be effective. So when the bureaucracy does make a mistake, take away something that somebody absolutely has to have, then that can be remedied.
Well, one of the things P&A has brought up to me is that they're concerned that there aren't enough people who are in the field or experts that would review some of those appeals. Is that a concern?
That's always a concern, but I think a little common sense and maybe there may be some things where changes get delayed pending the ability to hear the appeals adequately. I think we'll probably be all right.
Do you think that there's a chance that once you go through this process, the department looks at these cases very closely and does make some trims, that there might be an opportunity down the line to add more money into the program?
Yeah, I think if the department has made a good and sincere effort and has said, look, we can't get enough out there to reduce the waiting list enough, then you've got a better case to go back for more money. But if the department were to just roll over and say, okay, we aren't going to change anything, the answer for more money would continue to be no. You know, this is a welfare program. And we do it because when you get a child with a severe developmental disability, that's beyond the ability of the ordinary Wyoming family to afford the care that they need. So we've added them to the Medicaid program, which is the health care program for the poor. And it makes sense, because what you're saying is that the ordinary folks don't have enough resources to take care of some of the real special needs that are out there. But it does mean that you're asking everybody else to pick up what's fundamentally somebody else's responsibility. And it's reasonable to say, let's keep it down to what people really need. And then there's always going to be a dispute over what that is. There's some real severe cases out there. We've all seen them. And those are expensive to take care of. It's going to be an expense that the society is going to have to take. The alternatives are totally unpalatable.
Senator Scott, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Natrona County Senator Charles Scott is the longtime chairman of the Senate Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee.